This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, who's at Stanford University, and that is in the ambit of San Francisco. And Victor, I have been reporting on San Francisco for many years. It's a fascinating place when you first visited, but not recently have I visited. What I've read, however, is grotesque conduct in Center City, so much so that major franchises, Nordstrom's, anchored at Fifth and Market, are fleeing the city. We also have repeated crimes of break-ins and shoplifting throughout the center city. And the puzzle here has been, why did it come to this? The Financial Times ran a magazine piece some weeks ago saying that San Francisco is in a doom loop. I mention this because it's part of a puzzle that you raise in a recent item about California's understanding of governance. This has to do with its understanding of equality, having to do with reparations, having to do with law enforcement. Is San Francisco the whole problem in one place, Victor? Is that what's happened? All the problems that California has created have come to Fifth and Market.
Yeah, I think they have. When I was growing up, the center of power and money and influence was conservative Los Angeles. But that, with the arrival of $9 trillion in market capitalization in Silicon Valley, the whole center of power and gravity and influence and money is now in that triangle between Silicon Valley, San Francisco, and Stanford University, whether it's the academic prestige, the Bankman-Frieds, or Elizabeth Holmes, the Theranos person, or all of the money in Silicon Valley, or Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and Gavin Newsom and Willie Brown and Barbara Boxer and Kamala Harris, all these national politicians. And so they have basically decided that they were going to experiment this progressive project on the people of California. And by that, I mean they were going to go into wind and solar heavily and shut down a very, very effective oil and natural gas industry. And the result is we have the highest gas prices in the United States, as well as the highest gasoline taxes. They were going to create this open borders, welcome into California. So 27% of the population, resident population, was not born in the United States, with many of them with enormous needs, you know, of entitlement needs on health, education, welfare, food, housing. And so with this huge entitlement industry and these very inefficient sources of energy, the taxes soared, but the schools declined. We have half the nation's homelessness. We have a third of the nation's welfare recipients, where 22% of the people live below the poverty line. And it's a dysfunctional state, and yet it doubles down. And so when you mentioned San Francisco, I have been there recently, and you can, if you walk along Union Square or Market Street long enough, you can see injection, fornication, urination, and defecation, as if it's in a medieval. I don't think that was true of the medieval cities of Europe, but you can see it now in San Francisco, and there's no consequences. You see cars, John, with placards occasionally that say "unlocked, nothing in," windows rolled down. In other words, please don't destroy my $1,000 windshield, because there's nothing here you can steal. Rifle through my car if you wish, because they know there's no police response to that. And the police have been defanged, and it's not a nice place to live. It's not healthy. And this is very rapid. They destroyed that city within the space of 10 to 15 years. 35% of the stores downtown are vacant.
Is it purposeful, Victor? Was this an experiment that they can't stop? It seems the self-destruction is evident. Does Sacramento see it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's deliberate. I think there's a big controversy now on the left, because the people who engineered this feel that this was their vision of America, where it should be, you know, teachers union running the schools, decriminalizing the police, all wind and solar energy, demonizing natural gas or oil, no consequences for felonious conduct among the homeless, et cetera, et cetera. And they made it, you know, to quote Tacitus, they made a desert and they called it peace. They made a desert and called it utopia. But there were other people that lived there in this 90% liberal city that are also voted for it, and they don't know what to do. They can't function in that city.
It's not safe. Is it a doom loop? We have 30 seconds. Does that describe it? It can't be saved.
I think it can't, because the remedy is considered worse than the disease. You get into that cycle where the solutions would be more acrimonious and more impossible and more difficult than the actual problems they address, then you get inert, and that's where we are now.
Victor Davis Hanson, writing in American Greatness about the troubles in California. This is one part of the troubles, and also commenting on Russiagate, and they got away with it. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.